Lorraine International Festival breakfast over at the Lucas Place in the Park this morning, part of our WEOL Spotlight on Lorraine, presented by the Lorraine Palace. And as we do every Monday morning, we talk with Bob. Bob, I thought we'd have some better news this weekend, but kind of fun considering we inducted Omar Vizquel into the Indians Hall of Fame. Tell us about that.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Boy, I've been to DeLuca's many times for speaking appearances. Brings a smile to my face. The weekend didn't bring many smiles. We just couldn't get a big hit. That was the real difference between, the Tigers and the Indians this weekend was they were able to get the big hit with men in scoring position, and we didn't. Friday night, one swing away from winning the game. Saturday, one swing.
Alan, did we lose Bob? Okay. Are we still good here?
I guess so, yeah.
All right.
It's working out okay.
We're good here.
Okay.
Bob is back. All right. Bob,
hey,
what's
boys.
Up? Go ahead.
I know we lost three in a row. That doesn't mean you have to shut me down on the phone.
I don't know.
Oh, you know, what a grand opportunity, though. You know, you had
Hello?
The Omar Vizquel thing, and you had big crowds.
Yeah, we had over 100,000 this weekend, and the highlight was Omar Vizquel's induction into the Indians Hall of Fame. Just a wonderful night, an incredible pregame ceremony, the largest crowd I think we've ever had. They got in their seats 45 minutes before game time to make sure that they were, able to participate in the Hall of Fame ceremonies. And Omar was absolutely overwhelmed and humbled and just very prideful all weekend long. So a real fun night on Saturday.
Whose idea was it to take him out in that yellow car? I mean, I remember the suit he wore, almost the same color.
Well, when we were sitting around, we've always had a guy take a little, tour around the ballpark after he throws out the ceremonial first pitch, and it was a pretty easy one for us to come up with a yellow Porsche since he was known for driving that colorful car all around Cleveland. So our friends at the Collection Auto Group were able to help us with the beautiful yellow Porsche, so it was fitting.
You had kind of a reunion of sorts. Carlos Baerga, Charles Nagy, a lot of those guys from Omar's teammates from those that era came by to, pay him a visit.
Yeah, and those guys are in the Indians Hall of Fame. That's why they were out on the field, as well as Andre Thornton and Mike Hargrove and, Charlie Nagy and Carlos and Kenny and Sandy, of course, in the Indians Hall of Fame. So the only one we missed who's a regular at these ceremonies is Sudden Sam McDowell. Just couldn't make it out of Florida this year for the ceremonies. We had a luncheon Saturday at the Terrace Club to benefit Cleveland Indians Charities. And it was like a class reunion for these guys. It was five guys just were telling stories and hooting on one another, and just really a lot of fun.
It's funny, sometimes you don't recognize ball players unless they have a uniform on. When they're wearing a suit and tie, they just look like anybody else. It's almost like Clark Kent without their...
And that's true, though. That's what they are. They're just like anybody else. They just have a specific skill set that puts them in a baseball uniform to do something that not many people can do in this world. There's only a little over 700 major league players. So, it's an exclusive club when you get to that level.
You know, we had Indians, they say, finish up with the Tigers at home. Now we're on the road. We're going to kind of head off into the nighttime for the people out here in Cleveland. You're heading out to Arizona and Seattle after that?
Yeah, and then the Los Angeles Dodgers. So an eight-game trip, three cities, eight games. We have two in Phoenix against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Begins tomorrow night. And then we go to Seattle for the weekend. And then we head over to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. So two interleague games. We lose the DH here on five of our eight games on the road. So it'll be interesting to see how Terry Francona matches up his lineup, losing the designated hitter for those games. Then we come home for the 4th of July weekend, which will be a lot of fun, and we'll talk more about all of those back-to-back fireworks shows. So, you know, if you're out there and your community just isn't able to do fireworks this year, well, July 4th and 5th, we've got the best fireworks show in town anyway, so make your plans to come to the ballpark either on the 4th or Saturday night the 5th.
Sounds great. Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. We'll talk again next Monday. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, boys. Take care.